silliness. It's road rage. A simple way of showing mercy is, you know, to give a smile to someone that's in pain. We all have friends that are suffering. We can be the person that can be merciful just by being there and listening to them. So Jesus tells us that we should be infinitely merciful, just as the Father is merciful. So when you attend Mass this Sunday and you hear that gospel reading, listen to what your pastor or your priest has to say in his homily about this merciful passage of the master and the servant. Okay? I'm going to find out if we got some community calendar stuff and a few other things coming up. This is Dave Slade on The Cradle and the Convert. Missing Mark this morning. He's missing in action, but he should be at the movie tonight. So if you see him this evening, you might ask him, you know, how come he stuck Dave in there all by himself trying to get through without you? Okay, I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Catherine Smith, and this is one of my favorite prayers. The prayer for your day. Is anybody happier because you passed this way? Does anyone remember that you spoke to them today? The day is almost over, and its toiling time is through. Is there anyone to utter now a kindly word of you? Can you say tonight, in parting with the day that's slipping past, that you helped a single person of the many that you passed? Is a single heart rejoicing over what you did or said? Does the one whose hopes were fading now with courage look ahead? Did you waste the day or use it? Was it well or sorely spent? Did you leave a trail of kindness or a scar of discontent? As you close your eyes in slumber, do you think that God will say, you have earned one more tomorrow by what you did today?
This is Dale Alquist with a Chesterton Minute on Relevant Radio. Have you ever heard someone say, we should not blame people for whatever bad things they may sometimes do? We should not judge them for their faults. We should be kind and merciful. Well, of course we should be kind and merciful. However, it is not merciful to say that we should not blame them for the sins they commit. As G.K. Chesterton says, blame is actually a compliment. It is a compliment because it is an appeal to a man's soul. When we call a man a coward, we are, in so doing, asking him how he can be a coward when he could be a hero. When we rebuke a man for being a sinner, we imply that he has the potential of being a saint. Want more than a minute? Visit our website, chesterton.org.
Alrighty, I guess you know that means it's time to take care of some business here. I have quite a few community calendar events coming up in the very near future, so grab a pencil and pay attention. We'll see what we've got. First and foremost, tonight at the Avon Theater, WDCR Decatur Catholic Radio, we'll present the movie The 13th Day. The 13th Day is the best film ever made about Fatima, the most beautiful and effective as well as the most historically accurate. Sister Lucia's memories are imbued with the aura and reverie of striking of contemplation and striking visuals, an effective score and stark simple narrative. It runs about 90 minutes. That's tonight at the Avon Theater. Doors open at 5:30. There will still be some tickets available. There's a will call if you want to call into the station today and reserve them for this evening. But we really hope to see y'all out there at the movie. It's a bit of a fundraiser for us, but it's more of a social activity to get people from all the parishes together in one place and meet your radio folks and, you know, do something different for a change. Go to a nice movie, have some popcorn, enjoy yourself. On October 14th at 9 a.m., the Footprints on My Heart Walk 2017 Share Walk for Remembrance and Hope will kick off from the number 2 Pavilion at Nelson Park. This is in honor of National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. Each child's name will be read along this walk, and it's for families of children that were stillborn or died shortly after birth. So we hope you come out and walk with those folks. You get a T-shirt if you sign up early that you can put your child's name on. And for more information, call St. Mary's at 217-464-2045. 464-2045. If you like movies, on Thursday, September 28th at 6:30 p.m. in St. Patrick's Church basement, the diocese will be showing the movie Irreplaceable. It's a documentary about the what's happened to families and how to repair your family to make it back the way families used to be when we sat around the table and shared with each other and got our faces out of our smartphones and actually looked each other in the eye when we were families. Here's an announcement that you might take note of. Sister Chaminade Kelly, she's a Franciscan nun, a sister, a Cleveland, Ohio native and volunteer at St. James and Parish as St. James and Patrick's Parish nurse for the past 26, is going to be moving back to the mother house in Springfield. Sisters also served with the HSHS system at St. John's Hospital, St. Francis in Litchfield, Sacred Heart in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and right here at St. Mary's in Decatur, as well in other religious communities ministries. She does the widowers group and that type of thing. If you'd like to be there to recognize Sister Sham and thank her and bid her goodbye, a farewell, there will be an ice cream social after the 4 p.m. Mass at St. James on Saturday, September 23rd. So, 4 p.m. Mass, Saturday, September 23rd, farewell to Sister Sham. And you know, she is such a great lady. We will miss her. I guarantee you that. Holy Family's second annual Mark does this one better. Brews and Barbecue Festival will be September 16th, that's Saturday, from 5:30 to 10:30 at Doherty's downtown. The River Bottom Nightmare Band will perform from 7 to 10. Tickets are $25 and include a barbecue dinner and live music. Tickets are available at Doherty's, Holy Family Church door, or call 423-7049. The public's welcome to attend this too. It's Holy Family second annual Brews and Barbecue Festival. I know that's a good time. There'll be a fall craft sale right here at St. Mary's. They're going from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Assisi Room, which is the large room just below the chapel on the back side of the hospital. One-of-a-kind items crafted from St. Mary's Hospital Auxiliary Artisans, and jewelry, accessories, purses, soaps from other vendors. Cash, credit card, and debit cards will be accepted. That's Wednesday, September the 20th for the Fall Craft Sale, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Mary's in the Assisi Room. On September 23rd, the annual Respect Life Mass Rosary Walk and Luncheon will be held at Holy Family Parish in Granite City, Illinois. Mass starts at 9 and the luncheon ends about 1. The luncheon guest speaker is Jeannie Skocock. Skocock. She will talk about her experience starting a pregnancy resource center. Come down to Granite City and pray for the end of abortion. You know, that's where the main abortion clinic in the southern part of the state is in Granite City. And they have a lot of walks and a lot of prayers prayed out there in front of that place. The Life Chain, the local Life Chain, will be held on Sunday, October 1st. That's where folks line up along Franklin Street and El Dorado Street in front of the Civic Center and St. Patrick's Church. You can pick up your sign and be part of the Life Chain on Sunday, October 1st from 2:30 to 3:30. The signs are in the basement of St. Patrick's Church. And I did a remote from down there one year, and it was the biggest crowd I'd seen. There were well over 300 participants. Since we have an opportunity at this time with the Supreme Court leaning a little more pro-life, it's a good time to hear your voice, and it's a good time to make your statement that you are a pro-life Catholic by participating in this, the Life Chain, on Sunday, October 1st. So all you have to do is go to St. Pat's, pick up a sign, pick a spot to sit or to stand, and you know, you just wave at the people as they go by. Most of them honk and wave back, and the ones that don't and shout things at you is just something that has to be expected from people that don't understand where we're coming from. So please join them on October 1st for the Chain of Life. Let's see. That's just about it, I think, for that community calendar. Like I said, tonight is the movie, so we hope you'll get down and watch the movie. and get to meet your board members from the radio station. Mark and I will be there. We're emceeing the event. We have some door prizes we're going to give away, and we'll have a great time. And we'll get to see a great movie. And it's just so great that we're having this movie during the 100th anniversary of the Visions of the Blessed Mother in Fatima. The Miracle of the Sun will be 100 years sometime in the middle of October, I think, is the anniversary of that. I don't have my computer in front of me right now to be sure of that, but where the media, the secular media, was present, and the sun went around in a circle in the sky, and people just were floored by it. The secular media reported on it. It really happened. Some people say they were hallucinating or whatever, but it really happened. And this, I think, is depicted in the movie that you can see tonight at the Avon Theater. Doors open at 5:30, and I think the movie will probably start a little after 6. So come on down and visit. We'd love to have you. I like meeting the folks out there, our supporters, the people that make Catholic Radio available to you here in Decatur and Macon County. You know, we're only on the air because of you, our listeners. We are totally listener-supported. We have some great underwriters that help us, too, pay the bills. And this is just another one of our ways of giving to the community by providing a $5 movie and a chance to get together and be in fellowship. So this is Dave on the Cradle and the Convert. Mark's not with me this morning. I'm going to catch my breath and come back on the other side. We'll talk about maybe sports teams' names, okay? Stay tuned.
Life in the military is one of service and sacrifice. For some, that sacrifice includes physical and mental injuries or trauma that will affect their lives forever and their entire family as well. As a grateful nation, it's our responsibility to do all we can to help them return to their families and communities. Let's not allow them to be forgotten and left to fend for themselves. For those who have traumatic brain injury, lost limbs, blindness, severe burns, and post-traumatic stress, rehabilitation and care will become a new way of life. Please join with the American Legion, the nation's largest veteran service organization, in recognizing and supporting our wounded warriors and their families. You can become involved in one of the many Wounded Warrior programs across the nation. Or if you know of a family of a wounded warrior in your community, find out what you can do to help. Go to legion.org/honorveterans to find out more.
It's like learning to ride a bike.
1 Minute Monk, Abbot Placid Solari of Belmont Abbey.
Remember when you first learned to ride a bike? It was a bit uncertain and shaky at first, and inevitably there were the falls. The only way to learn was to get right back on the bike and try again. In the Rule of St. Benedict, the saint tells us that virtue is a lot like that. We grow into it slowly, although we often think it should be quick and easy, almost automatic. In reality, though, it's like learning to ride a bike. We fall and get up again, and each time we try again, we get just a little better. Soon, we know how to ride the bike. It becomes natural, and we do it without even trying.
For your free copy of The Rule of St. Benedict, visit oneminutemonk.com. oneminutemonk.com.
When we fall in our attempts at virtue, we simply need to get right back up and keep on trying. We can do it.
Alrighty, that's one of my favorite fight songs, the Notre Dame Marching Band fight song and the St. Teresa High School Marching Band fight song. Everybody knows that tune. This brings me to something I wanted to talk about with Mark, but he's not here with me this morning. But I've been watching the news lately, and I see that people are getting offended over some of the silliest things, in my opinion, not necessarily that of this station or WDCR Catholic Radio, but you know, the statues that are being torn down. We had a Catholic school that took down a statue of Jesus and Mary because it might have been unwelcoming to the Protestant students that went to the school. The statue that was taken down at St. Louis University of a Jesuit praying over the Native American people that he had baptized. People saw that as white supremacy. So they took the statue and they put it inside a museum so it can still be seen. But, you know, when you get to thinking about it, think of all the other things that you could find offensive out there in the world of sports. For example, the team names, they're just atrocious. I mean, there's things like Warriors and Rebels and Spartans. How about those Trojans? How about the Patriots? Is it a good thing to be a Patriot in this day and age? I don't know. You know, there's names that offend people like Indians and Redskins and Braves, Seminoles. There's religious teams with names that might offend people that aren't religious, like Padres, Saints, Angels, the Demons, the Devils, the Friars. You know, all of those, I suppose, could be offensive to someone that didn't believe in organized religion. Even things like Notre Dame. You know, Notre Dame means Our Lady. I'm sure that there are people that could find that offensive. I know a lot of people, for some reason, find Our Blessed Mother to be offensive. I don't understand it, but are we going to have to change the names of schools themselves, like Washington and Lee? Well, if it's got Lee in it, probably it's going to have to go. How about Jackson State? Jackson State is a predominantly African-American school in Alabama, or it might be in Mississippi, I'm sorry, but it's Jackson State. We have a school here in Decatur named after a warrior, General Douglas A. MacArthur. That might be offensive to people. How are we ever going to get past these situations where everybody is offended by everything? I guess we could name all of the different teams in the sporting arenas after flowers, you know, or maybe colors. I know Milliken has the big blue, but I don't think you'd really be able to use big because that could be threatening. So they could just be the blue. But I guess then you run out of colors and maybe you run out of flowers. I'm just kidding here, folks. I just don't understand why people are so sensitive and hurt by words and a statue. You know, we're people. We're people of faith. We don't honor or idols. You know, a lot of people claim that we Catholics pray to statues and that we have idols. And, you know, Bishop Fulton Sheen once said that there aren't 100 people in this world that hate the Catholic Church, but there's millions that hate what they think about the Catholic Church. And its statues and the Blessed Mother and the angels and the saints. I guess somewhere along the line, people are just going to have to thicken their skin up a little bit and not look at everything as an attack on another person. Picking a sport team name and naming it after some local legend or whatever you want to name it after, it doesn't necessarily mean that somebody is aiming a derogatory remark toward you. So I guess we just have to kind of tighten up the ship a little bit and try to get along. I don't know what, Chief Illini Weck is gone from the Illini. The fight song that they used to play, that's been banned now from being playing. However, if you listen to any Atlanta Falcons baseball game or Florida State Seminoles football game, you'll hear that thing the entire time. So, I don't know. I guess we just put it in the hands of the Lord and hope that people's hearts will not be hardened the way they were in the Old Testament. Okay, I'll be back in just a second.
Faith Q&A with Father Rocky on Morning Air.
Good morning, Father Rocky. I listen to the station very often, and it gives me my early morning boost before I begin my busy day with my 5 children. Speaking of St. Joseph, such a beautiful saint. At one time, my husband, we were going through a little bit of a challenge, and I recommended, you know, there's this great retreat to go on with the boys, and he was very reluctant, and I said, just go and try, and he did not want to go, and I didn't know what to do, and his middle name's Joseph, so I said, okay, St. Joseph. I wrote St. Joseph a letter. I was like, I poured out my heart, I said, I don't know what to do, and so I wrote a letter, and I put it under the statue of St. Joseph. I've never had done that before, and my husband went reluctantly, came back, he was sobbing, he knelt down, and he said, I haven't been the husband I should be, I haven't been the father I should be, and it was just amazing.
He didn't have a chance.
Faith and fun to start your day.
Morning Air, weekdays at 6 on WDCR 88.9 and 96.5 FM.
Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care, right? Well, I do, because I got five more minutes to fill here on the show this morning after I've ranted about being a prepper and being prepared for things that could come down the road, such as storms or the electrical grid failing on us, that type of thing. It's a good idea to be prepared and to just take some precautions. You know, have your family fire plan. You know, if you have a fire in the house in the middle of the night, you need to pick a place where everybody's going to meet. You know, if there's any kind of disturbance, you need to have a plan. We talked about that earlier. Make sure if you have to evacuate your residence for any reason at all, take your medicine with you. People forget to take the medicine, and that can be awful. And then I just finished my little rant on the team names and how insensitive all these team names are. I think we just need to kind of get up and get over it is what I think. And we had a guest this morning, Sam Helt, the new Meals on Wheels client coordinator, explained to us exactly how, if we would like to have Meals on Wheels delivered to our homes, she's able to do that. If you would like to be a volunteer for Meals on Wheels, which I've gotten several people involved in it that really like it. Pat O'Mara and Mark Haskell and Judy Haskell volunteer, I think, at least once a week. God bless them. They're doing a true work of corporal work of mercy. So there are things out there that we can do to be helpful. Catholic Charities is a great organization. We try to stay in touch with them as much as we can here on the Cradle and the Convert to keep you informed of the different programs available to you. Okay, I'm going to finish the show with a prayer this morning. It's a prayer of thanksgiving for all of the good things that this radio station has been able to bring to my life, to be able to have time to talk to you and to thank you for letting me into your car or into your home or wherever you're listening to the show from. And soon you'll be able to listen on your computer as we go streaming. And it's all because of you folks. And God bless you. We love you here. We can't say enough about how fun it is to present good Catholic radio to Decatur and Macon County, and how much fun I hope we have tonight at the movie. So let's pray a memorare together as we close the show. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And God, please bless WDCR and all our listeners, and we hope to see you tonight at the movies. Okay, until next week, this is Dave Slade, along with my absent host, Mark Barthelemy, and we will see you tonight at the movies.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring. Oh, make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another.
Prayer for a married couple. O God, we want to live our life together with you, and always to continue it with you. Help us never to hurt and never to grieve each other. Help us to share all our works, all our hopes, all our dreams, all our successes, all our failures, all our joys, and all our sorrows. Help us to have no secrets from each other so that we may be truly one. Keep us always true to each other and grant that all the years ahead may draw us even closer to each other. Grant that nothing may ever come between us and nothing may ever make us drift apart. And as we live with each other, help us to live with you, so that our love may grow perfect in your love. For you are the God whose name is love. This we ask for your love's sake. Amen.